called in my last part of Tchilo. I'm making a bracha. First, the Gemara Pesachim, and I've done it in Beis. Everyone knows it from learning in Yeshiva. There's a shadow over there about when exactly do you make a bracha. Well, in general, the Gemara says that you make a bracha ubalas yasam, begin the pasuk from David, achimot. The Gemara goes on saying, chutz from a tefila. Even though usually the klal is you make a bracha before you do it. However, except by tefila, you make a bracha afterwards. Says Gemara, why? Why the katagav lechazio? The person might say he's not really a tefila yet. And therefore, we're clearly discussing a case by a ger. A ger beforehand, he cannot say a shek, he's trying to mitzvah v'tzivon, who's not mitzvah. Therefore, he makes a bracha afterwards. He's done a brisa, time number hochi, a tova Allah, but he also, afterwards, he makes a bracha. Ad kan the sugyo. Come along the Rishonim and the Goyim already to argue how far do you understand the sugyo, what's shan the Gemara? Is the Gemara saying a kal in general, but all cases are tefillahs? And all tefillahs, you can say the halacha is that you make a bracha after the tefillah? Or do you go like Tosaf living down from high Goyim and other Rishonim? You make the bracha always ublat yosim like a klal all over by all cases of brachas. However, dafka by ger is different. In the all tefillahs by nida, about keri, kedoyma, avad, you make a bracha beforehand ublat yosim. Masha enkein by the case of a ger is not shayach. Therefore, you make the bracha after. You make the bracha afterwards. Machlokes Rishonim. The way how the Torah brings down machlokes of high ground versus others, and if you look among the Rishonim, Roi Rishonim hold this way. The words of the Bialocha and Simon Shinchov Gimel, he's discussing about can you make the bracha on Shabbos, or what to do. His words are, the staff Keshitas Roy Vishonim Ukmat Kulam. Kmat, all the Sheetas hold that the Locha is that you make a bracha beforehand, except by Gerba, Kmat Kulam, all hold they make a bracha beforehand. Asad Hasheni, the Maestro is the Bahag Sheetah that the Torah brings down, and also Ashrigo and Rashi, Shaduro, Shinchov Gimel. By on Shabbos, Uncle Shabbos. Mishra brings down over there. Now look, it's nice. So, over the Torah brings down, Mishra will disagree. The also over here, Simon Reish, on the side, they bring down different Mishra disagree. And they hold not the way. It's not good. You may hold my six different Mishra hold the other way. It's just interesting to point out, the Bialocha says, Roy Mishra will come out kulam. I was just curious to look around at how do you get Roy Vishonim Kamar Kulam. So I found 15 Vishonim or Machmer said that you make the bracha beforehand and 6 the other way. The first thing, verse 6, comes out Kamar Kulam. I would not said those words. Maishis the Chavetz Chaim. Now, to say he didn't see them, the Maishis, 4 of them already brought down the Beis Yosef. So how can you say Kamar Kulam when you already have 4 of them are clear on the page on the Beis Yosef? I'm not exactly sure. But Echshiel, Maishis, Roy Vishonim Kamar Kulam, they hold the lochid you make a bracha beforehand. And all the discreet say you make a bracha afterwards. La loch l'mais is clear, it's machloikis. The Machaber says, when do you make a bracha? Make it before him. The Amor says, you make a bracha afterwards. Now, what the Bnei Svar do l'mais before you get involved in how many tefillahs they do? L'mais, Avad Yosef, Kedarka, Bekotcha, he goes, Machaber, the minig is, what do you do? You make a bracha before him. The Ben Ishchai already, he writes, he quotes the Machaber and says, however, here's the minig already by the Bnei Svar, they make the bracha afterwards. He's saying, even if you do one tefillah, before he gets involved how many tefillahs, he says to do 4 tefillahs. The Maisa says, the minig of the Bnei Svad ready to make a bracha afterwards. They already took on the Ramah. So again, so what the Mechaber says very clearly, you make a bracha beforehand. The Maisa, the Bnei Svad, the Machloikis, depends which Rav, which Bnei Svad, which Chelik of the Bnei Svad are going to ask what to do. The Maisa, Bnei Ashkenaz is clear, we follow the Ramah. And that's how the Levosh, Chof Mosod, Mar Choshuch, and they all bring down Lach Lamaisa. We go like that more on the Smag, the Odri Shainim, and we make the bracha afterwards. Now, what is the Svar for that? Lamaisa, the Taina should be good Taina. It's Obalatzi also. So there are two different Svaras that we Shainim bring down. Either we have Loi Plug, we don't want to make a challah between Tfilas, and therefore we always make the bracha afterwards. Or the Halacha, an interesting Halacha, but the Be'etzim, there's a Shaila of women Allah make brachas when they're Anido, or Balkari, the Allah make brachas. Lamaisa, we pass in the Vaz, the Allah make brachas. But since here we have an option, and miyad, she can be titled and come Torah, therefore why should we summon upon the idea of making a bracha when she's Tomei? Let's make a bracha when she's Torah, and therefore she titled herself, comes Torah, and then she makes a bracha. Fine, two different reasons among the Rishonim, there are obviously a Gavina, Kamina, and Svara, but my Salah is to make a bracha afterwards, either we tell like plug, or because we don't want him to make a bracha when she's Tomei. So again, what comes out to do, Maestro Ibn Ashkenaz, the Maestro make it afterwards, and they smile, depends who you ask. Oh, so the problem is, you have to know the loss of the general by brachas. What happened by brachas in general? You're supposed to make something umm l'siyas, you can make a bracha afterwards. So you have first know how to answer that. Maisa, I saw the Or Yitzchak, he writes that even the Neisvad, if a guy can make a bracha afterwards. Now, I'm not sure if he's saying B'semach Lamo, or if maybe there's a different svar over here, I'm not sure. He doesn't write why. He doesn't write. He does write Sfas of Mechaber. Ben Ishchai is a safer. What he used to do was every Shabbos he gave a drasha. He said, oh, the halacha. I think he said basic svaris for the Moinam, but he won't get involved more than that. He said, oh, this halacha. No, but he's choshev them all. Here, according to the Mechaber, you're doing something incorrectly. It's very interesting that here he switched going against the Mechaber. Usually, Mechaber v'oid, they have to move, he's choshev them all. But he went against the Mechaber, that's very, really easy. That you don't see the Ben Ishchai doing. Fine. That's my amount of when to make the bracha. Comes along the shlah, brought down the behetiv, or if you have dagmav on the page, the tanyano, it brings down the shlah kodesh. It says, Anshe Maisa, the chasidim, since there's machlokes between the we're showing them exactly when to make the bracha, therefore the machmen, they do it twice. They make a tefillah, they make a bracha on the table a second time. That was the anhoga of the chasidim. Oh, so fact that Dagmar Vava obviously doesn't sound one of the world that Shlok gained out of it at all. Maisa, the loch is once you're toivel, if we pass complete kavon, there's no problem. So you met him kind of the tefillah. Making the bracha afterwards, one of the world, the fact that Dagmar Vava, do you gain according to the Shlok? Shlok could have said, I want to get side of Mechaber, side of Ramah, and if I do a tefillah before and afterwards, Maisa, you mekayim with the first thing. And bet him Dagmar Vava blab tzachin, however, he ends off, the komokim, it came out, the going from the Shlok Kodesh, yesh loch shlodvar. The Dagmar Vava says, what should you say? You should do two tefillahs. Why the Shlok says that? Well, Gami does not understand the Maisa why. He says to do it. Now, the way the Olam likes answering, and again, Vava, the big Machlokes, is what we discussed, I think, a week ago, about the Kavona Lehepach. If that's not the Mekayimis, so the Chakiri Leiv wants to go with the Mahalach. Chakiri Leiv lives in the 1700s, or Dain Weiss and Shuva goes this way. He wants to tell him that the side of the Shlok is like a Mahalach, like a Tnai. I do not want, according to the Ramah, I did not, according to Rishon Mahol, the Afek afterwards, I did not want to Mekayim my tefillah the first time. Since I did not want to Mekayim my tefillah the first time, therefore Mekayim the second time, it's like a tznai. If they are supposed to make a bracha before the tefillah, so far I'm not Mekayim the first time. I'm supposed to make a bracha afterwards, but I was Mekayim the first time. It's Kmoi tznai. Avis Kasha, everyone jumps upon it. First of all, he does not, no one says a tznai. No, have no idea what they're doing. There's no tznai over here. Alamai Stamdas, the Samechpan, the Balanit, or the Samechpan, it's very schwer. Even more than that, let's say even if you can say Stam Das, where the Chom Rasakim, that's what you do. But the Maisa, Kavon Lehepach, the one time only helps when there's a Yisrael of Kavonah. We know with Allah, as you pass in the Ikalak from the Chaber, that there's no Kavonah is not being Ma'akiv. There's no whole Yisrael of Kavonah over here at all. And therefore, so what that you have Kavon Lehepach? The whole time Kavon Lehepach helps when there's a Yisrael of Tzirus Kavonah, it might not be Ma'akiv, there's a Yisrael of Kavonah. Here, but Tefillah, the Maisa, there's no Yisrael of Kavonah at all. Kavon Lehepach against the Kavonah, there's no Yisrael of Kavonah, so why the world should help? And because that's it. Ms. Yitzchak wanted to. He wants to say Kavon Lehepach helps, and they ask him, they quote him. When they quote him, first they quote those who live before Dain Weiss, quote the Chakir Leva, disagree with him, and those who saw Dain Weiss, they quote Dain Weiss and argue with him. Everyone argues, both of them, they want to say, what's the Yisrael of Kavon Lehepach? The Kavon Lehepach is when the Yisrael of Kavonah, Lehepach. There's no Yisrael of Kavonah there at all. But Echshia, and that's really, they point out, that's the Dagmar Vava's Kasha, he blabs Tzarachin, he doesn't tell what's going on over here, but Echshia, the Maisa, he says to be Machman, once the Shlok says it, Maisa, go do it. Then Hogo, the Maisa, before the race forums seem to go, we do two tefillahs. Before we get to the Hogo, really is. But the way the Likitz form is Manenu. Oh, so I read the other side. It's very fair. What? No, it's... Okay, we'll leave that aside, because the passion's around, but even sticking out one finger, not taking out your body, then the whole thing won't even start. Leave the Rambam on the side. Because the Maestro, we have the Shiloh, come along, the Shiloh says you two times, the Dagmar Vava says you two times, and therefore it comes out, the Anhoga, the Chuvah Mahava, the Talmud, the Nadi Buddha, right, that's the Minig and Prague that way, and the Kitchuk and Arbin down, that's the Minig, and the Archashokh brings down, that's the Minig, back at Chuvah, therefore the Swarm is Manenu, that Kol Paris can say, that's the Maestro, the Minig, whereas Rabbi Yashu, Rav Ozov, Kodashoni, of Israel, the Marakoin, find the article, they all go, the Maestro, the Minig is two times. Now, Lamaisa, there's a, that's two. There are other numbers that they've asked, which they give what people to do. There's a number to do a tefillah three times. The Maamok already is the same chassidim. He brings down, since the Torah says the word Torah three times, they have to be Torah three times. Lamaisa and the Harnof Mikveh, they tell you it's roi to be Torah three times. That they tell the notion what to do it three times. If you have your own mikveh, they won't tell you. But if you ask what to do, they'll tell you straight out, do it three times. And therefore, those who say, so the Torah says roi to do three times. Not chiyav. What? What they do, they table one time, they make a brach on the table two more times. That's what they seem to do. Now there is a Ben Ishchai who says that after he goes on saying, we go like the Ramah, and he says, an old Bnei Shvah go like the Ramah, he ends up, however, the minigim Baghdad is to do one time, then make a brach like the Ramah, and then table three more times. So he comes out with four without explaining exactly where four came from, I'm not sure. But he says on August 4. That's from bring down seven, that's from bring down eight. And there seems to be an hogar of nine. The Klozmerger Shematara says an hogar should be nine. As far as I understood it, what they do by nine, the way the Klozmerger brings it down, you table three times, make the bracha, and table six more times. That's how they do it. Now, I was told that Rav Noshim seems to do nine. I was told by others Rav Noshim do three. I told by others Rav Noshim do two. What Rav Noshim do, I don't know. Fine, but my son, Hogan Klozmerger, so we do a lot of tefillahs. Whatever Yan Hogar, whatever you got, call it Yan Hogar, whatever your Messiah is, the Seder, whatever they tell you to the Mikvah, the Seder, the Maisa Locha, Eved agrees, is the Ikka 1. However, the only shells, let's say you start doing more than that to get into other shells if you have a Minig. But let the Halocha of that is 1, more than that is out different in Yonim, different in Makarius, the Maisa, again, with the Swarm Ikka go, the Swarm and print go 2. And Hogar that really goes on depends on which Mikvah you go to, what you ask them what to do. Oh, so we'll get to that in half minutes. Now, that's the numbers. Again, we went from 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9. That's how it's on print. Now, those go more or less, fine. That's what's in print. Now, the Maestro, in this Tefillah Nosef, as it comes out, there are numerous shalas that come up. One shal is, can you do it on Shabbos? The loch is, the noga is, that the Gemara said the Vadi allowed to go into cold water on Shabbos, no problem. However, we come along, we're machmer, we do not go, even though Gemara says near can make us mutter, the Maestro, Gezeres Goinim, one of the main reasons, al tzchita, therefore we're not tevil, we not go stamazon to the mikvah on Shabbos. So shall is, at least tefillos on Sefes, I allow to do them on Shabbos. Allow to do them on Shabbos. So already the Chavasiyah already discusses in Shuvah, and he gets involved, what's the time of the reason being tevil twice, brings down the different reasons for it. He ends up saying, at least one of his reasons, Chalopalkos, he said that Shabbos Yom Tov cannot be tevil more than one time. You didn't do it to Tefillah Nosefes, so we have Gzeres Goyim. The Maaseh not to be Tovel, unless it's Tzarech Mitzvah. There's no Tzarech Mitzvah over here, there's no Chiyuv to do it over here. The Chiyuv is one, more than there's no Chiyuv. Therefore the Chavasiyah says, a Maaseh person cannot do more than what the Chiyuv is. Kiyuduha, that's the Maaseh, not the Minik, the Meshav Dovav, and the Tzivah already being down, the Maaseh all Nichon, the Chelik of Yetfilah, either Mitzad Peshav Kedusha, Tshuva, Adhogah, Minik, whatever the reason is, but the Maaseh is all Chelik of one thing, and therefore there's never, Chaisel never makal upon themselves the gezerah of the zegainim of doing whatever is nichon the chelik of the mikvah, and therefore kiddush the minig is whatever he did during the week, whatever number he did, 9, 7, 3, 2, they also do on Shabbos. The only shalom which we again mentioned last week is that there seems to be an hogger doing a tefillah psulo that on Shabbos, those who want to do a tefillah psulo, mitzad adocha, basic kamotim, basic storim, the lamaisa, the balashukh, the balashukh, and the chua, that's nothing, you're not doing a tefillah. The chua is, yeah, even is, you're doing a washing yourself a whole tight off in water, which is against Gzeres Goyim, that I'm not exactly sure how to answer. I'm not talking about Makom Mitzvah, it's fine. If I feel this has nothing to do with Makom Mitzvah. No, it depends on what the reason. Well, fine, the Echlam, then how good is what Maisa we do? 100% we do. The Chavasiyah says no. As far as I know, I have not seen anyone's Makom. No, the Tefillah Psula? Yeah. No, that you're doing, you have to wash it basically more than Mitzvah Storm. Do Aver. You have no right to do your whole tight off. The whole loch is do aver. That is what the basic mod may storm. Who is the whole entire body? What? It doesn't make a difference. If you're not doing it to Philip Sula and the mice, she can do, unless she always does three, she can do three more anyway. What are you doing the first one for? You're washing your whole entire goat, slow mock it, so what are you doing? Sorry? Yeah, but here, go take a shmata, go basic mata, basic storm, go wash yourself, aver. What? It's not a it's you're doing your whole tight goof without any reason.
How you take a shmata?
I just need to take water. Take plastic. Fine. So Ma'aseh, the tefillah and sefer Ma'aseh Zolim does on Shabbos, not like a Chavetz Yorah. A second Shabbos they discuss, let's say you want to do less than what you usually do. Let's say you make it easy, you always do it three times, you want to do less. Why do you want to do less? So the very simple case they discuss, let's say the mikveh that time was Shabbos, the Yontif, and then the hot water broke down, the economy has freezing cold water. And I know it happened that way. Ma'aseh, now what do you do? It's cold water. You mean to get you 9 times. You know, you get the girl to go in once or twice. You know, 9 times, you know, not that comfortable, not that geschmack to be tied with mach, but everything you hear all the way down. It's cold water. So ma'isa, is there, can you be mekel ma'isa, or you have to be machmer? Is there shalva toras and durim? So those who bring down the pishesuta, tarisol, they say ma'isa, you have to be matneder. And the way how Rabbi Yashiv says, echnami yevachim matneder, and he says that he had a problem, and then he goes on yontif, what you have to be matneder. Maybe it's not lichel together with tzarich. And where the Yashiv goes, he says you have to be doichel. It feels the next day. Either do online or be doichel, because he says mitzad the halok in the dorm. You have to learn the halok with the dorm. He holds you cannot be matineder on yontiv. There's not lichel together with tzarich. So I'm not sure why you have to learn the halok with the dorm. Because you have to be doichel. What? Fine, maybe it's very cold. No, so no one discussed Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure what happened over here. No one discussed it. The Svarim say, the Rosh Svarim say you have to be Matan Neder. Now, the truth is there are three Shitas. Either you go like a Yashiv, Kazut, Tutai, Sol, you have to be Matan Neder. Now, Vadi Yosef says you don't have to be Matan Neder. Now, maybe he learns the Dorm differently. I don't know what Vadi Yosef holds. So you think, yeah, the whole Arichas over here, Mitzad of Neder. Okay, it's not the Sugya. No, the minig is where the her minig ready is to do it three times. That's a minig. Who says? But she is another shallow. Let's say her mother minig three times. She has to keep it upon herself. I don't know. You have to listen. There's no way. Mice, the way the Vosin understood the Tara, they go differently. They write depends how many times. They want Taino, let's say Vosin. Vosin says two, that's Mice of Shlo, that is Makor for the Minig, the Makor for the Minig, and Vadiath and Matineder. However, things that are like 7, 8, 9, that's no Makor for the Minig, that's Samuk to 7 Kusha, that you don't have to be Matineder. That's how he goes, two and anything above two. So the Tara goes, no, it goes three, anything above three. So it's three, Mice, you have Makor, you have to say Chasidim based upon the Palsik. That has a Makor, anything above three, not. And the Ma'aseh, if you want to be Yashiv in Brazil, say 7, 9, that also is Nichol and Yeneder. So the Ma'aseh comes out, there are three different cheetahs. Either you always have a Matan Neder, you never have to have Adi Yosef, you said even though it's better to, or you have those in Mechal, depends how many times. Fine. Yes, Matan Neder. That's the case, it came home. Post facto, you ask your Rav, and then the Rav will usually tell her, it's Matan Neder. Fine, she has a chiv to go back. No, she can matin and not go back. She has a chiv right now to go back, right? She has a chiv. She did not. She has a problem with neder. Lo yachal dvaroi. She has a chiv. So no, neder. She has a chiv. Not mitzad tara. About she's tara. But she has a chiv to go back to mikvah right now. Mitzad neder. Lo yachal dvaroi. No, no, but she has a nether the night of the tefillah to go back. She has a nether. Building upon this, they discuss a similar case. Let's say.
No,
if you really have
to just wait at night, why can't
you
just go now one time?
No,
if
you go back
the second time.
That night.
The next night.
No, because that's your nether.
How can you be doing the mikvah?
He said if you're not going to do, let's say you always do 7. Are you not going to do 7 tonight because it's too cold?
You have to do 2 or 3 or whatever.
No, you didn't do your
nether. Then go back
to
the next night.
What?
Do, yeah.
But the nether is 2 before she goes to the mikvah. That would be a loud tefillah. What?
She
won't be Tommy, but she's not even her nether.
No, what should she do? Should she go to the mikvah or should she not?
She should not go to the mikvah, said Rabbi Yashiv. Be doing her tefillah.
Why?
Because she has a loy yachol dvoroi. Our words mean something in Klal Yisrael. The rest of the world, not our words count. Hein shechol yetzedek, lav shechol yetzedek. Okay, fine, but she has a chiyud b'tayvul also. And kaima neder, keep her word.
What?
What? What? So what? She has a chiyud. So fine, so then you wait. You know, you have a chiv. You have a chiv to go wait. I don't understand. Are you a man of your word?
English.
Fine. Another case, similar to this, is let's say she had the chiv to do two tefillas. The way the chavetz brings it down in shuvah, and then one of them, her friend tells her she messed up. One here was sticking out. She came home. Is there a chiv to go back again? The same aside. Basically, she messed up one tefillas. So what's the loch in that case? Really, Chavashil gets involved, why would being table three times, why being table two times for? He gets involved upon the reason and says it makes enough kamino. Let's say being table twice, why mitzad the bracha? So fine, whether they mess up the first time, whether they mess up the second time. Maisa, one of them is good. So fine, you don't have to go back. He says if you don't get mitzad, it's a tzevus kedusha, mitzad shuvo, so then he wants a taina, then you always have to go back. Why? Because the maisa, you have mitzad neder. You missed one, you missed a second, one of them you missed, then you have to go back. He says, however, if the reason is mitzad that maybe your makalki messed up the first one, and you're doing the second one to make sure you got the first one correct, he says, it depends. If you mess up the first one, and the second one you didn't mess up the seder. If you mess up the second one, not the first one, the maisa, since you're doing the second one mitzad, maybe you messed up, you're still back to maybe you messed up, and the second one is only messed up. Therefore, you have to go back mitzad the second one. So he comes out to three reasons why people make a bracha, why they tovel twice, and he says again, if the reason mitzad, bracha, no problem. If mitzad that maybe you messed up being tovel the second time, so the second time, if you mess up the second time, you have to be machmer. If the reason mitzad tshuva or something
that's
crucial,
the second time you're doing it because you messed up
the first time,
it's
so fine, maybe, no, because you messed up on the, not one.
Why don't you go a third?
Because you messed up on the first one.
So then go a third time.
Let's buy the second time, you got it for sure. That's what he says.
Well, did you get practice the first time?
The Maisa, that's the Chalasyon Tshuva. Now the Pleskim, it's interesting how they bring him down. Each one brings him down his way because he really says three different points. It sounds like the show is how far to be Choshes. For example, Kishvon Aruch, when he brings down the Locho, he says maybe he messed up on one, first or second one he's Mako. Why the Maisa? Why are you doing two Tfilas? Mitzah Bracha, no problem. Therefore, so Mitzah Bracha, but SM one or two is the Seder. That's the whole entire Nogo. The Maisa, the Kitzatai, still the Maisa is the Seder. The way the Pesach Zutum was to go, no, it depends. If you mess up the first one, the Seder. Mess up the second one, you have to be Chayzer Litvul. Fine, and those ones say, no, you mess up even the first one, you have to be Machmor. Because really, there are three Svaras, the Chavetz Yor, which one is the Ikra over here? Again, we have three separate Svaras. And after Minas, you mess up one, what's the Alokal?
Let's say later,
there's
a minute, five which goes with
the Balanus. Oh, so, for the... No, everyone knows twice. The Haran of the Maisa, usually the Balanus will what they should do. Maisa is on Hungry Kaiser, we tell them that Alokos too, and anything more than that is Roy. I mean, the Roy is invalid because of what for?
You don't.
Roy, no. Don't net on Roy, it's a good thing to do.
No, I'm saying, let's say she goes to the Mikra three times and the lady tells her she's not Jewish.
Should, not that you have to. Should is fine.
Then it's
not net. No, it's a nice thing, we do a lot of nice things. Oh, so the problem, again, both of you asked me Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure how to answer Rosh Hashanah, what happened.
I didn't know.
So the Chalashiyah and Shuv himself are being down. Let's say she does two, and she has no idea why she's doing two. Why can't I say told her to? What is that, he says. She hears the lady. The lady says, what have I been doing it for? Okay, that's what they told me. So he says, he ends up saying, if you have to be machmas, it's off. That's what Chavashion Shuva self says. He says that Machmas had Sovik. We have three reasons, we're not sure. Sovik. Sovik Nadi Yavi Machmas. No, she doesn't know. She told this is what you do. So that's what I do. Why? I don't know. Right, the Chavashion said three reasons. Yes, so what's the reason?
Yes,
Dagum of Vava. Again, you have to learn how to Nether. Fine. This one, the last aspect in the Tefillah Nesefes, the first time when Isha goes to the mikvah, the best eitzah is tell her before you do any tefillahs, any kabbalah, any stuff that you do, is say bli neder. If you just want the doyim to this, Chavetz Chaim writes by tzedakah. He says the whole inyan given tzedakah, ma'isa, we paskins only on hogah. Therefore, he starts with Avos Chesed. First thing, right now, say bli neder. Once say bli neder, anything any shalos you have afterwards, the ma'isa not to assume the rights of bal rachel dvori. Same in the chur over here, and I saw after Baruch Shem Baruch Shem and the article both bring down. First, Kal goes to the mikvah. What should you do? Say bli neder. Then you won't get involved with all these shalos, all these problems. And mitzad neder, mitzad was cold, and that's for the best thing to do. Now, what do they do practically? I have no idea. For the most, that's for the best thing to do is say bli neder. You won't get involved with these shalos.
So now we must have every neder, and then say
yeah, again, I don't know. No one here discussed the head of Rosh Hashanah helping for these tefillahs. Okay, so I don't know.
She doesn't say it
Say it for your wife.
For your wife. First of all, you say it for your wife, most of us. And the oil, you have to know if it doesn't work for Nashim anyway. They say by Kol Nidre. What? Fine. Next aspect. That's mitzad the amount of tefillah. Next thing is how to be tefillah exactly. It's nice if you read the Shach and Taz and Marach over here. Shadow what's going on, the Archa Chaim, the Ravid, different Rishonim, the Rajbo. Might say, if you read it slowly and slowly, there are three different bayads going on in this simon. The problem of Gila Erva, you cannot make a bracha if the Erva is revealed. Second problem is Liboy Ways to Erva, your heart to sing the Erva. And third problem is Ainu Ways to Erva, your eyes to sing the Erva. Look, there's three separate things. Gamma can start to task of coming together. Might say, there's three separate sigils over here. So, Mitzad Gila Erva, the way how the Drisha has a problem with it, the Shach and Taz says, there's no problem. While Might say, in the water, Mitzad Gila Erva, there's no problem inside the water. Oid also in a race ever is basically the same Yisoid also inside the water, but the Shach ends off the place coming down the Mishabura of Oid, Mishabura brings it down in the Hofer Shabbos. Now what you do, you should have your eyes sticking out of the water. The Taz says, I have no kavana, but Maifa, you look outside the water or you close your eyes when you're outside the water and you bite inside the water, it takes to a Gila ever and in a race ever. That's no problem. The Shach is what about Libra ever? Now also over here, the Ramah says what you do, you should cover yourself, and interesting, the kid says you should pass him like it. He says, not call like the Shach and Taz, you should cover yourself with mamash something. The Maisa Nogah is not the way Kiyidua. What do you do? Let's see if Nesfah is different. The Ashkel is the Maisa Nogah, Kiyidua is that you go inside. What you do, you cross over your arms. It's not that loch that you have to, it's not Ma'akiv Avada, Taz and Doch, the place coming down. It's something you should do, like Hatchila, cross over your arms, block your Erev. Your Erva from the Levi, again her Erva is on the Master, and Levi is not really Royas, Erva we go like Erva Chaim. Maestro is the correct thing to do. So again, we have three problems. One problem is Gila Erva was inside the water. We have a second problem, Ena Royas Erva, the Maestro did not look outside or close your eyes. The third problem, Levi Royas Erva, the Chumra will mach when we close over her arms, and therefore it's a Chumra that we separate Levi from the Erva, again she her Erva is Lamato.
Why do you both arms? Just the one arm.
I don't know,
it says.
So next thing is, now the question is, it says you close your arms. What about, can you just take your arms and just cover your heart? Can you just do like that? Is there a problem? You're making a bracha, your hand is touching makom mechutzah, right? Everyone's saying, cross your arms, so I do a chibuk. No, but that's cross, that's chibuk, hug yourself. But why can't you just go like this, cover it? Is there a problem? What's the shayla? Lamaisi, you're making, for example, by Shula says, let's say you want to take a shower, and the Shmuel says you cover your heart. So same thing, there's no bracha with it, there, levad, there's no problem to touch it for. Unless you're suppressing against it, might be too tight. Otherwise, if you do it lightly, levad, it's not a problem, you're not making a bracha. Over here, the is making a bracha, touching a makom mechutzah. Is she allowed to just take her hand and cover her heart? So the maestro, the pite is simple, he brings down in the sofas and the meluah from Gdala, I don't know who that is. Maestro touching it, you should not make a bracha. Why touching a makom mechutzah? The Menesh Chai in Tshuva, he says, what are you talking about? The whole entire problem is inside the Menesh Chai before Pai Simcha. He writes, the Menesh Chai says, what are you talking about? Inside the water, the Maestro says, why can touch Mokum Chutzah? It's Malaysia, has a lot of sweat, there's a lot of dirt there. Maestro, she took a shower, took a few, inside the mikvah, she's clean. There's no... No, again, she's in the mikvah itself. Why? No, her hands are clean. Do you want to make her hands are clean? You have to make sure. She's tight. Well, I don't want you to put your hands inside, right? Their hands inside is clean. Come on, the Venice. Chayin, Tanya, the Maisa, touching is a Chorshmi, no problem. You can make a bracha touching any Mokum Chosr, and even to go like this, they touch themselves over here. Lachor is all Kuzwa Mokum Chosr. So, Lachor seems to be that, again, as far as I know, whatever, if they go like this, if that's what they're told to do, the Maisa touching Mokum Chosr, and the Maisa, what again of it? Elamai, the inside of the mikvah, and therefore they're Torah. For Oid, come along, Venice Chayin, let's say come out of the mikvah. And she's still wet. He says, you can touch yourself wherever you want. He says, however, if you dry yourself, you touch yourself, Lamaisa, then you have to wash your hands. He says, his words are, 2 seconds before him, Lamaisa, you can touch yourself, and no zeh came upon you. He says, yeah, Chazal made a loy plug. Once you dry, once you're out of the chilek of the mikveh, where you're not, you're already dry, then the chanam, you have to be machmer, you have to wash your hands. Lamaisa, before you dry, he says, you can touch yourself at any place, mokum uchusr. He says, however, your feet are not mitzah mokum uchusr, mitzah ruach ra. He said, mitzah ruach ra. Then Lamaisa, even after the mikveh is still wet, you touch yourself, you have to wash your hands. Why feet ruachah? Separate sugya, but ma'isa feet you want to be machmel, but on the top of your body said you can touch yourself wherever you want. No problem. Why? It's ma'isa. It's only up there. There's no zayah there. Therefore, the ma'isa is not only the benish chayy. The chodeshoni says the same exact thing. Any place the mikvah touch yourself, you can make the bracha. No problem. Lloyd, if you touch yourself, you put your hand back to the mikvah. Certainly not a problem. You can retire yourself. But even if you left touching yourself, Maitis, not Molizay, no problem. Also, the Oscar brings down the same theme from the Chodoshani. But Maitis, you touch yourself any place you want to the Seder. The Pada Simcha calls Kedela Ruah not that way. Any day means the Kedela, no, no, the Sora for it. The Maitis attack, Starkatina, it's not clean. Who cares if it's Mokum Chosar? I didn't think about that. The hard tear. We don't clap over here. But Nachin Yom Negayat Tefila is a hoga that people say the Hirotzin. And when exactly do you say the Shem Malchus? Some say with the Shem Malchus, some say afterwards. Depends if you get the Mikra, not the Mikra. Before the Tefila, after the Tefila, there's one in all the rooms, God, that I was told they have a Hirotzin there. I don't know, fine. Whatever your minhag is, whatever they tell you to, that's what you do. Melting, they bring down. Yeah. You'll see, it's brought down, and the mixers have a piece of paper they give out, or whatever. I don't know. I did see it. Now, I'm not going to discuss in the mix itself, when you make the bracha, do you cover her head or not? Now, Be'etzim, it's again a separate sugya. They do bring down the Ben Ishchai that says, Toiv, it's good to cover you here. The Israel of York clearly says it's good. As an interim Kiv'ege, in the black ones, they have a Ksav Yad in the back. I don't know where they got the Ksav Yad in Kiv'ege. Said, Tzorchi Yingol, the Maestro, why don't they cover the head? The Kiv'ege ready, that they should cover the head. I said, no one quoted from Kiv'ege, but the Maestro, I know again where the black ones got this Kiv'ege from, because no one else quoted it. But he says, the Maestro, that you should cover your hair. Then Hogan, what? Oh, it's a kind of Mr. Chalot, that's the Shalot over here, you have an option. Oh, so the halacha, just like you have your shemam cover your head, the psulos the ma'aseh don't have to because they never did. Once you're married, you always cover your head, and the sabrach they should cover their head. That's where they're coming from. Now there's a lot of Torah I've read about it. Is that true even halacha ma'aseh? Let's each in the house by itself. Should her head uncovered because she make a bracha. So fine. Right, it's namachoyis. Those ones want to say yeah, those ones say no. Separate sugya. Ma'aseh and hogis, they know in the mikvahs what they do. Before they make the bracha, take a shmater or a towel, they put on top of her head, they make a bracha. Alpsan Hoga Tovu is the way things do, why not? The balance there anyway, that's what they seem to do. Again, do you have to not? The Chodashani Gvada, he writes, he never heard anyone do it. They show him the Ben Ish Chai, so he doesn't know. So obviously, Chodashani never heard of it. Why the Maestro Yesh V'yesh? No, the Maestro Hoga seems to be the Oilam does do it. No, obviously, he did not. Yes.
Fine.
I love to ask him. He doesn't know what to ask. I asked, he wrote to my wife yesterday. Yeah, of course. I never heard of it. But I never asked her. She never told me.
You ever heard of it?
He wrote to her. Fine. Just one more thing. After bracha, after shechianu, the meister, the anogah, the kallahs do not make shechianu. They don't know much about it. The kallahs do not make shechianu. Now, the next aspect. The question discussed by Richards over here, when do you make a bracha? And Be'etzim, they divide up into really five categories, when to make a bracha. The category when there's she's tamei mid bottom of a vada, for example, a kesem, should you make a bracha on a kesem? The second case when she has a safek if she is tamei, safek rabbanon, safek kesem, safek mara. A third case is when it's a chumrah ba'almo, she wants to be machmer, ukedaima. And the fourth case when it's a minig ba'almo. Those are the four cases, and there's a fifth case of miscellaneous who has another 10 other cases that doesn't fit in these four categories. So, the kids are, what time we have? First, a case that you have a vadai, she is tamei, have this job on them. For example, she got from a bed, she found dam on the bed, or she and three other ladies got from a bed, they found dam on the bed, all of them are tamei, all four of them are tamei, catch them. Now, where this come from, they don't know where it came from. The maestas, they're all vadai tamei, the chom says she's vadai tamei. The Maestro, maybe it came from one, not from the other. Who knows where it came from? No one knows. Therefore, maybe you should not make a bracha, because maybe only one of them is coming, not the other one. Who knows? Therefore, come to Moshe Taira and says, Echlami, and he kept him to not make a bracha. True, came to the Chum and say, Vada, everyone here is coming. But Vada, why? The Chum is Saki, because maybe one of them is coming, and my husband, Hai Mahai, therefore, Machman, all of them. And that's from every kesem. Maestro maybe came from somewhere else. You know where it came from. Therefore, we're going to come along and be machmer. With the chumim ba'amo, you're not sure. Therefore, come along the mabushay tyrant says any kesem, no bracha, no bracha. Maestro b'shalom kugur and all the place. Come afterwards, they say no. Maestro is not the way. The chumim say yivadei tamei, yivadei have to go to the mikvah. It's not a shaila, it's not a tzofik. Therefore, it's a chiv rabbanon. We make brachas in all rabbanons. We make a bracha on Chanukah, Neris, even though it's only rabbanon on Megillah. That might be the Kabbalah, but Maestro and Chanukah, we make a bracha. Here also, the Maestro come along the place, can say, on the Rabbanon, that Vada Tama, you make a bracha. What? Yeah, sure, it's not going to happen. But that's the Maisa. Now those won't say maybe you want to be Machmir and listen to your friend make a bracha, but Maisa, that's we don't do that. The Maisa, we're talking about the Kesem with a bracha. A case, during this, cases are Nichol and the Vadei Tumadu upon them. Let's say Dam Basulim, same case. Dam Basulim, she's Vadei, she's not Vadei. Mistoma over here, she had no real Dam. It's only Basulim. What Kamal Chazal says, Shemi Chibud, Shemi Lazara. Came over there, the bottom of the Medic there, she's Vadei Tumadu, why Shemi Ichata? Do you make a bracha now? The Maisa come on the Paikim and Baker. We'll get to that case. So come on the Paikim, say, in this case, she's Vadei Tumadu again, Dam Basulim, you also make a bracha when she's table. A fourth case is Chash Dam Chimud. Also, the whole time is a Chash of Chazal. So, the Chazal say, you have to be Tavil, maybe in the first second. She wants it. Like is the Rosh, the Rajbu, what the reason is. But, Maestro, since we have Vada, we give her get a Vada Tumim and Drabbanon. Therefore, also, come on the Paikim say, you have to be Tavil with a Bracha. There's only one case that Shtomach is Mesulik about, says not to make a Bracha, is when she's a Chash Dam Chimud, when she has no Rechem. So in that case, the Maisa, he says, it's not Shaykh or Maisa. She says, at Rafa, not to be Tavu, but the Vada, in that case, no Bracha. But otherwise, Dam Chimu will make a Bracha. Fine, that's a simple, one simple Alafa case. Next case, where
she has no Rechem or she don't pass the...
She, his words are, and he has no Rechem. So it's Tia Rechmo. He says, me Tavu. He has a bunch of reasons over there. We'll find a very Shaykh deal with it. Next case, what about if it's Safek? A Safek. Now, Safek Be'etim, if you look among the Swarm, it's Machlokes HaShokol among the Gdolei HaChoinim and Heineken Pleiskim. What type of case of Shokol? It does come up. Again, not that frequently, but it does come up. We'll get to the cases. But let's say, we'll get to numerous cases. But basically, a very simple case, she has Safek on this Mara. Bring it to Rav, Rav's not sure, another one's not sure, the Mice Water, Lachal, Son of Deer, you have to be Machlokes. Poshu case, not sure if it's the size of a grizz or not. By Kesem, what's a Lachal, you have to be Machlokes. Why Son of Deer? Now the best thing is to get to the best Rav who knows and take the chayis upon it. Knows the chayis, take the chayis, that's halacha. In the case where he can't take you, whatever the case is, it's a salvik, you end up being machmir. What's halacha in that case? The chushukhan over here starts over some reish, a klal, that halacha is ain't tefila b'loi bracha. No tefila b'loi bracha. And numis paiskim, the shevatayu, chodashoni, go with this malach. And the yisoy, the main yisoy to go with, numis means the main yisoy is, we have a salvik on the mara. What's halacha? Came along the wrong paskas, I don't know, we have to be machmir. Now she's Paskin, she's Tomei. You're going to the mikvah, not mitzad Safik. You're going to the mikvah mitzad Vadai. True, the Mara is a Safik, but once we have the Safik with Paskin Dois, we have a Pesach right now. She's also to her husband 100% mitzad Pesach. There's no shalom about she's also. If so, the mikvah is a Chiyah. Mikvah is a Chiyah, Vadai make a bracha. That's how the Chodeshan explains it twice. The Chiyah Gomer to be Toivel. The Chiyah Gomer to be Toivel. Ashek Nisham. It says if it's Shimon. There's a Tziva over here to go be Toivel. It's a Vada Chiyah Filo. She's Vada Tomei Mitzad Sofik. We had a Pesach on the Sofik. That's one Malach. Atal Hasheni, Avos Negoz, and there are those, Vada Yosef and others, Yad Liyo before him, the Gdolei HaKoinim. They say, Vakar, the Maisav goes to the Sofik. If it's a Sofik, something drops the Hakel. No shall about it. I the Maisav, Yavada Tomei, Yavada Mitzad Sofik. He's still left with the Sofik over here. Therefore, a Vosner wants Tana, and he's Sofik, you have to be Mekel. So come now, just a very simple Chodeshani versus Vosner, and all the Swarm across the board arguing this aspect. Where do you put it? Numerous Swarms endorse Tash Shelos Chacham. Like the article, Gudayim Marakoyin, they say the Tara, they all endorse Tash Shelos Chacham. They don't know what to do. Yeah, it's fine. Fine, Maisav is a Sofik, Maisav is a Shel. What to do? Do you make a bracha or don't make a bracha? And they're going even Sofik Dereis, they're going to Sofik Mara also. I'm not sure. I don't know the same thing, because they're the mice of the... Because here... I'm not sure. We'll get plenty out of this. The mice just go through seven cases where Baruch Hashem is one of the few times I found out all the sheets of Sofik Klal, everyone lets you toss like Rosh Hilchot Nidah. The mice are those who went with the Klal of Sofik is Mekel, all these cases are Mekel. Those who go Sofik Machman, the Machman, all these cases. Just mention the cases. One case you have a Sofik Mara, not sure what the color is, you bring it to Rav, he's not sure. Maestro, do you make a bracha in that case? Not. Chodeshani said, let's toss, I know. And fine, the Tarek Spice toss, he says, sorry, Chodeshani says, yeah. Tarek Spice says, no. Mark Coyne, the toss, says, Tarek Spice. Fine. Okay, no, what do you do by Sofik Kesem? What do you do? It's the Sofik about the Shia, you Sofik about the either Mara by Kesem. Same thing, the Chodeshani is very clear, he writes the toss, you have to make a bracha. There those again, Ravos have the Shtasa, you don't make a bracha. And the others from Makrin ends off the Shtasa, Hashel is Chacham. Fine, very good. Same thing with Savachatito, same thing with among the Svarim, same as Zoid. Same thing about, what about contact lenses? What do you do by contact lenses? If you were tayvel with it, do you tayvel again? Aloch of adish b'chol is a litvol. Do you make a bracha not to? So there, what Berkowitz says, is safek, safekatito. He goes, malach, you don't make a bracha in that case. Interesting case is simon kuf tzadik sif aleph. Over there we have a tumas adeshen. Tumas adeshen over there says, you have a vada ha-gosho, and aloch is you found nothing with aloch yitomei. Now why yitomei? It doesn't know to be done all the paiskim. Tomei mitzad safek. You have vada ha-gosho, yitomei mitzad safek. Do you make a bracha in that case? Says the Chotashani over there. Yes. Says the Vosin over there. No. Says the other swarm, the article, Tashay and Fakum. She tells it. Fine. Go on support. Same thing. Next Shiloh. What about Amtikus Kevaloi Dam? The Maiso, if it goes out, everyone agrees. But let's say you took an instrument to go in. My colleagues know the Buddha versus other place came. What's the law in that case? So the Maiso, what do you do? Ravosin Lishtosai says no. Chotashani Lishtosai says yeah. Other swarm Lishtosai, Markoin, Tashay and Fakum. Same Shiloh, same Malacha. Another case they discuss of a doctor, a guy, he says the Maestro, he saw dam. Maestro locha wachoshes. However, it says the pre-tower, the Maestro, don't make a bracha. And the chalik edo sofik, the locha sofik. He says not to make a bracha. Others say, yeah, fine. Those are numerous cases, which again, they do come up, they do happen. The locha Maestro, what do you do? That's Shailas Chacham. Fine, next group. Okay, we went from Vade Tomei Drabonon, we're Machmer, sofik, Macholid Apoiskim. What about the case of a Chumrah? Now, Chumrah, there are those who want to be Mach, one at a time, you shouldn't make a bracha. We'll get to the cases, again, we went to the cases, but the Kfal in general first. Kamal Achar Shulchan, the Achar says, even though ain't tefila believe bracha, he starts with our simon, he ends up, however, by case of a Chumrah, that it can be titled a bracha, it's Chumrah ba'alma, how the world can make a bracha upon it. And therefore, the Paiskim is Venenu, all the Swam go, and a Chumrah, we do not make a bracha. Now, what's the case, for example? One case is, let's say the Halacha is, you found a Kesem Pachosh making grid of the grid of 90 millimeters of a penny. But mice, it's more than 5 millimeters of today's grit. Aloch is avad yomuter. You want to be machmer. Are you allowed to make a bracha? Come along with Yashu and others say avad can make a bracha. You want to be machmer, that's something else. You and your wife are masking the seder. However, to make a bracha, avad can make a bracha. Another case they discuss is, let's say you went to the mikvah and did not cut your nails, but your nails were clean, you came out. Aloch at Taz says, feel the seder. Shach says not to. We're passing like the Taz, we're machmer for the Shach. Therefore, we tell the issue to go back and be toivel again. Cut your nails and be toivel. However, the lochas don't make a bracha, everyone says. A gam will tell you straight out, everyone will tell you to go be toivel again. However, since it's only a shach, and we don't pass on the shach, cannot make a bracha. Another case is also, we had a machlokes between the ravid and the rakeach. Let's say she found something, she was, did not do a bdik on the base of storm. Then she was oisik in something, and afterwards found the base of storm, she ate something, to be choshev litful or not. Maisa, the mechal pasma of Ravi, you don't. Come along the shach, it says, be choshev for the rekeach. Lochla maisa again, do not make a bracha. It's a chumra ba'amu, we're not going to make a bracha. In other cases, also lechura, when you had no kavana for it, to be toivel, or you had no kavana at all, mechal says, we pass on the b'yechlan. Then more come along, it says, be choshev for Rav, be toivel, again, even though you had no kavana. The halacha is, we toivel again, however, says the Paiskim, believe bracha, not a bracha. Those are numerous cases, the only numerous cases in the swarm, again, they do come up, and there, everyone agrees, pass the halacha, we toivel without a bracha. Next case, next group, what about a minig, minig ba'alma, what's the case of minig? Minig is a case of dam tor. Dam tor is manachazal, is mutter, no problem. We came along and we had a minig to be machmen dam tor. Do you make a bracha in that case? So we already learned on the page, Pesach Tshuva brought down the Tshuva Mahava. Tshuva Mahava was the Maestro, was Mesopik, and the Kishron Aruch was Mesopik. Do you make a bracha on a minig? Now this is a closed Ikka Machloikis in Ganshas. Do you make a bracha on a minig? The Ikka Machloikis is really shown by the case of Halal. Kidua, the Sfardim do not make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. It'll come tomorrow, they will not make a bracha. The Me'ashtas do make a bracha. Shall do you make a bracha on a minig or not? The Maestro, the Watu Adam Tor, as far as I know, the Bnei Sfard, the Maestro do not make a bracha. And the Maisa, all the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa do make a bracha. Why? Because the Shaila, what do you do in the case of a minik? Well, those are four klom, simple. Again, the Vade, Tamid Rabbanon, we pass and we do make, Kamas Machlokes. A Sofik, Machlokes are Shokol. Chumro, the Maisa, the minik is not to make a bracha. And in the Hoko, minik is Maisa, Bnei Ashkenaz, do make a bracha. Those are four cases. Now, the all miscellaneous cases. One case, Rabbi here is, about Shavah and Afshah Hadikha di Yisura. She came along and says, I am Osir. Then she comes along and says, I was joking, a masa doesn't work. Maisha, she's Tomei, she has to count 5 and 7. Does she make a bracha? We paskin, she's Tomei. She says, I'm not Tomei. Do you make a bracha not? Maisha, that's an interesting shayla. Makhlokes apoyskim, the Benesh Chai says, what do you do? Maisha's Tomei. Maisha, Roisram, go not the way. Circle, circle, not Tomei. Making a tefillah, something mitzad, you have to do a mitzad Shavah and Afshah, but she also, she's not Tomei. You're not being mitzad anything. Therefore, the Chodeshani or Biyashiv or others say not to make a bracha. Machlokes apoyskim. The Maisa, that case hopefully will never happen. Fine. Next case is what about Kavanah Lehepuch? das against it. The Maaser we had over here, Chutz Machloikis, the Dagum of Ovo, Bleib Tzorachin, the way the Chakir Lev wants to answer, Kfon Lehepach will be next to that tefillah, or come out according to the Chakir Lev, that Kfon Lehepach, next tefillah you have to make a bracha. Maaser follows another Tzorachin will go against it, Kfon Lehepach is not marked, therefore the Chutz, next tefillah you will not make a bracha. Now, Kamina they discuss where to come up with Halach Lamaisa is when Isha, she went, she has to, Matzah Yom Kippur, she had to go do a go to the mikvah, and they say when came out on Erev Yom Kippur, she did Chafifa, and her and Hogel, she went to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. Could she make a bracha Matzah Yom Kippur? A dying wife says, yeah, she can. Maisa Shagameya and the article, others say, you can't. The Maisa, you can't. Why? Because Maisa, you went on day 7. So Maisa, you came, you ready your Torah. Maisa, even if you have Kavon Lahepach on day 7, will not help, and therefore Matzah Yom Kippur, you cannot make a bracha. Another case they discuss is, let's say she was tovel on the 7th during the day. What's the shayla? A separate shayla is that the Maisa, maybe she'll see after on day 7, Mistaisa all day 7, and the Maisa will be a bracha latolo. Where's it based upon? Taisa says the reason why Zohar did not make a bracha on the tefillah, because maybe she'll end up seeing and be Mistaisa all 7 days. Therefore, not Misaki to make a bracha. So if Isha has a head to from a rabbi and complains to go on day 7, is she allowed to make a bracha or not? And I heard the lower mices, the Paiskim for Paskin, day 7, you ever had to go the Mokum Oinus. Now, different ways of doing it, we learn the Sugyo, but the mice, can you make a bracha? The Avnan Ezi, the mice, the Viyat says you can't make a bracha, because what happens, you'll be tired, will come out, they will see Dhamma, Taisha, the Mafreya, and it'll be a bracha Vatolo. The mice, the way how the Paiskim answer is, Taisha is because you want the Misakin the bracha. The mice, once we have a way, when to bracha the Misakin, that's one way at least of answering it. David, when a time that notion, do make a bracha. What's the Allah Maisa? You have to go ask your Rav. If you go on day 7, if you should ask him and point out this problem, do make a bracha or not? Sorry? Yeah, but we're chayshish to Yizava, right? We give the Chumah Yizava. So we're chayshish.
Right,
so Maisa means we're chayshish to Maisa, we're chayshish. We're chayshish. Well, another case of Paiskim discuss is go to the mikvah the 9th month. Mitzad, the minute, wherever this minute came from, going to the mikvah the 9th month. Does she go make a bracha? Again, there's nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. So the Paiskim makes clear that in that case, don't make a bracha. I, you tell me a minute you make a bracha? It's not a minute, it's on Hogo. It's not a minute. Therefore, Vada, don't make a bracha in that case. What about you going to... Every Kippur will get one more step. But another case of discuss is what about for Kravas? You can have Tashmish, you make a bracha, the Paiskim down the Vada, yeah? There was a Yimangas Chidish with some Seifa. Let's say Baal is not the ear. Do you make a bracha on a Tila of some Seifa? Says no. Now, the Oscar brings it down. The Maisa didn't see anyone argued on it. I would argue, but I have no kayak. So the Maisa, if Baal in the ear, the Maisa, as far as I know, in the mountains, people, they do go, and they do make a bracha. The Maisa. So it doesn't sound that way for some Seifa. It sounds like that night there's no Chidish. There's no mitzvah. That right now there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is tomorrow. What was mitzvah? He writes, some type of on the page, he writes, what's the reason? Since you have no mitzvah title, why? Because there's no mitzvah Aina right now, there's no mitzvah Puru right now, because he's not going to be around until the next day, whatever, 2 days later, he's coming up from the mountains Thursday night, and he's going to make it Monday night. So Maisa, there's no mitzvah. So how can you make a bracha, the Tzivanu? Tzivanu mitzvah what? We hold not, it's not Tzivanu mitzvah mitzvah, we're going to mitzvah mitzvah Aina or Puru Rivra. We all know mitzvah Tzivanu mitzvah mitzvah. That's right now. Yeah, that's what he says. Again, I would argue, I'm asking. There's some cipher. Another case is good. Now, next aspect. I know everyone smiles, I say this. What about men? Why don't we make a bracha on tefillah? You know, all these days is fine. But I'm keeping the Rishonim discuss this aspect. And they say, why? Machlokes Rishonim, some say Rishonim says we do. Rishonim Goyim says we do. Most other Rishonim say we don't. Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Kol Parishah. Well, most say we don't Yom Kippur. Why can we pass as no Chiyuv Erev Yom Kippur? That's what the Parishim say. Now, if that's so, we pass the Nochiv Erev Yom Kippur, that's the reason why we don't make a bracha. I don't know why we don't make a bracha Erev Yom Kippur. The Shavua Paskin, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, that by the Loch is a coin supposed to be Torah by Yom Kippur. He says, I'm not bringing down the Loch Lamaisa, because anyway, a coin has a Chiv, Chayiv Odom Utai Atzmel Regal. Now, once the Shavua Paskin is a Chiv, it's Manenu. If so, why in the world don't we make a bracha on the Tefillah? I didn't see anyone discuss, they all discussed Yom Kippur, Sorachi, and Sorachbir. What?
Go together.
It's fine. We take care of the problem. Now, Stam, when you have a Suffolk bracha, what to do? So, Stam, they discuss, can you take a kli with you to the mikvah and make a bracha on the kli? Now, the problem with the bracha on the kli is the tefillah is kelim. So, the Maaseh discuss, can you change the bracha and say, I'll tefillah. So the Bala Shulchan says you cannot, and it's you know why, because Mishama Be'esh Tavach HaChomim. The Maise, the Chodesh Shani says you can, because the Maise has no problem. There's no Matbeya of Tfilah's Kalim. Matbeya is on Tfilah. The Maise says, hey, Chanami, go bring a Kli and go do it. What to do? Machlok is Bada versus Chodesh Shani. Go ask your Rav if you want to go do that or not. Two more cases. The Maise, what happens is day 7, and she has a marriage to Masafik. It's 7th day at night. She wants to go to the Mikvah. She can't get the Rav is out of town. Until he comes home, the Mikvah will be closed already. It was Friday night. Do you go to the mikvah? What do you do? The Marakoyan says go to the mikvah without a bracha. Why? Because maybe before, maybe not. So the Maya says not to go to the mikvah, you're going to miss out on night. So go without a bracha. Hoshish. Suffolk Mara, what do you do? Suffolk Mara, the Rav's not around, no one to ask, what do you do? Hoshish, go. This is Hoshish. Only Marakoyan would do that, because he brings down like Hoshish things, right? Fine. Another case is, because let's say you pay your David Tomei, the Maisa, the Loch, the Chlaz, the Lipel, if it's a Mis Chassidus, however, a lot of plus cautious as Mis Chassidus, no, in La Loch, in the Vadi, you should not make a bracha. But, Adkan, Simon Reish, the Maisa, we're starting by Zashem Tamar Mezuzah. What? Oh, so, what Rabbi Kremovi is mentioning, I'd like everyone to please learn Simon Reish Aleph, the last sif. At least one sif in Simon Reish Aleph. A loch about if you each you can take a shower after the mikvah or if you have to wait for the next day. So please learn the last sif in Reish Aleph. We'll learn one sif over there. The Neder Chabur will be there on Wednesday. And the Shlomo's Indian about Chazara and whatever, the Geit Nida will be on Wednesday. Shlomo's Indian of Nida and the Scholar of Mezuzah. Now, what we plan to do is try to learn the Sugyas for Be'erich a week and start to Reish Pehe. Reish Pehe is in Yodei Chalagimel. Now, we plan to make photocopies of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. If anyone needs, please come and tell me. I'll make photocopies. I'm not sure if everyone has. If you can, tomorrow morning is going to be either on Beard, or you can be there on Seder 9:15, and you can start either the Gemara in Yuma, if you can find a Yuma in Yeshiva, which is very hard, or you can start with Menachos. It's on Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis. That's welcome.
What's the
Shem? The Shem and Beis Hashem will be together with Second Seder when they make an end of the Zim. We're making together, we'll see him on Nida. Beis Hashem. Together.